stores, whether in malls or within cities, do not vend staple items as described above, other than as impulse purchases or as a fast access to meet an unexpected need. Primarily, they are for people who desire the personal fun of an excursion to search for items that might not be found in the computer vendor resources, or who just like to look in person at what is available. Often, these stores are owned and operated by non-Corundian Alliance citizens, whose wares are not usually found on the planetary computer networks. We have no restrictions on the products sold or the planet of origin, beyond that they are safe for Corundian use and do not offend our philosophical sensibilities or our legal codes. This almost never occurs. As I noted earlier, ours is not a materialistic culture. As such, what you call luxury or high-ticket items are not sold, just because we would find no incentive to purchase costly frivolities or buy IT to have IT exotica. As an example, we have nothing equivalent to your jewelry stores. Gaudy adornments are viewed as detracting from the physical beauty of the wearer. Our women do wear simple necklaces, usually as a symbol of betrothal or marriage, much as you wear rings, but beyond that we shun such things. Most electronic or high-tech items are purchased in person at retail outlets, purely because those things are by nature not something that can be appreciated on a home terminal or evaluated by description alone. The consumer can, however, use the terminal to locate those items and the vendors who carry them. The direction that this is taking is that stores on our world that are sited within city areas, the location of interest in the question, generally do not rely on foot traffic for customers. The minority that do are given site priority by city controllers over those applicants whose sales will be the result of persons searching for specific items, and who will go wherever they are found. The latter group does not question the decisions of the controllers. Usually, they specify in their application that theirs is not a business that relies on impulse purchases or on walk-in customers. One characteristic that stands out amongst our business people is that they are not cutthroat, as you say. They are aware that all business people are entitled to a share of the marketplace. It is not uncommon to see retailers in an area cooperating with a new arrival in readying the place of business and obtaining clientele, even if the new business will compete with some of them. Indeed, there are occasions where a retailer in a high-traffic area has moved to another location to provide a facility for another who would be more dependent on that area's walk-in customers. This is done out of brotherly love, and is in no way mandated by city controllers. Any business, once established, is legally the owner of the site unless the business terminates or willingly gives up the site for just the reason described above. As to the availability of locations for retail business within cities, any building constructed within a city is designed with a ground floor retail section. That area is then turned over to the city controllers to apportion as they see fit. If no tenants are immediately available, the section is sealed off. Because of this policy, in Vrel City's central areas there are presently unoccupied over 300 choice retail locations. That they are not active is primarily due to our way of life as described earlier. We are not a shopping people. As our population grows, these sites will eventually be utilized. The major reason for this surplus is that new building construction within cities is at best uncommon, and we have planned for long-term future needs in retail. Our structures are designed for a 500-year lifespan, this is in Corundian years, which are roughly 4.5 Earth years. They are not torn down simply to make room for a more modern building or to add new space for commerce. As an aside, IT is a source of pride to us that buildings that have been constructed within the past few years have the same basic design as those hundreds of years old. We want no ugly, chaotic hodgepodge of clashing designs to interrupt or destroy the aesthetics of our cities. We are proud of and zealously protective of our cities. We wonder if the same can be said of Los Angeles, Chicago, New York or Boston. I assume that these two answers will satisfy Mr. Bourne's curiosity. With that, I bid you farewell, and wish for you the boundless love, grace and peace of our Father God this day and for all the coming years. V.A.I. Luce. Diameter, miles, 21,887.643 density, Earth equals 1.0713 day length, Earth equals 11.027793 hours 24:40:01.32 mass, Earth equals 1.15.06 surface land percent 61.7 surface gravity, sea level, Earth equals 11.97 ft, SEC squared 63.52 surface temperatures. Mean 87.6 F/30.9 C minimum 22.9 F/30.5 C maximum 157.3 F/69.6 C atmosphere percent, oxygen 21.6 nitrogen 75.2 CO2 and miscellaneous 3.2 year, Earth equals 1.13.049403 orbit diameter, miles. Mean 811,985,297 minimum 794,690,011 maximum 829,280,584 orbital eccentricity 0.0213 illumination, Earth equals 1 mean 1.4508 minimum 1.3909 maximum 1.5146. The end. A copyright 2009 Robert P. Renaud. All rights reserved.